Gold finger. He's the man with the mind.
Welcome to episode, what are we?
Four.
Yeah. Episode four of the 250. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Katie.
And today we're kind of going off menu and we're going to review Goldfinger. It's actually not on the 250 list. There are actually no James Bond movies on the 250 list, which I was surprised by.
Yeah, fun fact, we could not find any.
Yeah, no. But since the voice and the leisure section and halftime, we're both doing a tribute to James Bond this week because Spectre comes out on Friday.
It does.
So the 250 decided to join in and we're going to do Goldfinger.
So we actually picked this movie because it was the top rated of all of the available James Bond movies.
Yes.
It has a 7.8 rating on IMDb, where the lowest one in the 250 list has an 8.0 rating. Oh. So it's really not that far off.
Yeah, almost made it.
Almost.
We're almost there. It's fine. Okay, so fun fact, this is the only second James Bond movie I have ever seen. I've only ever seen, what's that one?
Oh, Skyfall.
Skyfall, yeah. That was good. I enjoyed it, so.
I'm glad. I have actually never seen a James Bond movie, so this was
a first.
This was a first.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so let's get started.
Yeah. Okay, so, first of all, this movie was PG.
Yeah.
Didn't really. That was the first thing that stuck. I have a lot to say about this movie.
Yeah, rated PG, but there actually did not used to be such thing as a PG-13 rating, so movies were either PG or R.
Just one or the other.
So they picked PG for this.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you why.
Okay, so, what happened to Sean Connery's face? And body, and he's such a good-looking guy in this movie. And then I was like, wait, who's the James Bond in this movie? So I looked it up, and I was like, no, it's not, though.
Yep, no, it's like, it's here.
How?
That's so funny.
Like,
he looks like he hasn't aged a day.
Yeah,
like. In the picture of him now, you just Google him. But yeah.
I feel like he was much better-looking in his youth. Mm-hmm. I don't think he aged gracefully at all.
Yeah.
What happened to you, Sean?
That's super funny. Yeah, no, right? Let's see. Right off the bat, actually, he was wearing a duck hat, correct?
Yeah, it was like a bird hat. I laughed so hard at that.
We got like an intro to spy movies. Like, okay, I guess just to start, this movie was a caricature of itself before it even began. So, like, first James Bond, like, rolls in with a duck on his head.
Because, the innovation.
Yeah, he's, like, coming through a swamp and wants to disguise. And then he uses a grappling hook and then takes down a guard. And I was like, wow, it could end here and
got
I'd be happy.
The ball rolling.
Yeah.
I've seen a spy movie now.
Yeah.
And then also he like came out of the water and then like, I'm going to say like 20 minutes later, he was completely dry.
Yeah, man.
That's
just James Bond.
Continuity. He's just magic. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then like also like 2-3 minutes in, I was like, this is going to be bad for women. I can.
Oh my gosh. Right away.
I see this. And then that fight scene happens.
Yeah. To be fair though, the woman can like, so he knows that there's a guy sneaking up on him because he like sees the reflection in her eyeball.
Yeah.
But she stares for like at least 5 seconds at the guy. Didn't do anything.
Yeah. But it was so funny because like, they were like, he just used her as a human shield.
Yeah, he just flipped her around real fast. It was like, well,
damn.
R.I.P.
I feel like what it is, though, is like he doesn't care about anyone. So even though he is like pretty misogynistic, like we can say, like women don't really get a fair shake.
Totally in this movie in this general, yeah.
But I feel like it's because he doesn't care about everyone. And not just women.
Yeah.
But right off the bat, I was like, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Just throwing her right under the bus.
Yeah, no, the fight scene right then was also great because it was just like the broken chairs and like the fake face slaps.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Wonderful. And then he like falls in the tub and he puts like the fan in or whatever and it electrocutes him and he's like shocking.
Yes, so right off the bat, we've got bad puns, we've got spying, we've got great fight scenes. So, again, I think the beginning really was the best part.
The best fight scene, yeah.
And then we get this, like, pan shot of, like, Miami Beach. Looks like a great place. Like,
I was
enticed.
Mm-hmm. And then James is Jay chilling with a girl named Dink.
Yes, that is her name.
The names in this movie are really interesting.
Really strange.
We start off with Dink. Yep. So they just get even better from there.
Yeah. So, and then we meet Goldfinger for the first time. He's dressed in, like, vaguely gold clothing. Yeah. But it wasn't even, like, fake gold. It was just kind of, like, yellow and mustard colored.
It's kind of a schlub.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Fat guy. Definitely. Unassuming.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I mean, the swimsuit style of the 60s, not helping anyone out.
Even James wearing, like, that whole, like, terry cloth one piece type thing going on. I was like, what? Okay. That's fine.
No, that was definitely... Blast from the past.
And then Goldfinger's, like, kind of scamming a guy into, like, losing money. Yeah. Cards.
So I was wondering about that because he, like, clearly wears this, like, earbud in.
So clearly.
Yeah. It was, like, not even trying to be disguised. And definitely at that time, they didn't have, like, any... You couldn't be like, oh, I'm just listening to my iPod.
It's
my
Walkman, you know.
No, none of that. Like, he just clearly... And then when he, like, couldn't hear the radio anymore, he just put the whole radio on the table. So, like... Clearly listening to something.
He's really not trying to hide the fact that he's trying to cheat at this game at all. And then we meet, what's her name?
Her name's Jill.
Oh, yeah, Jill, was it? I wrote it down, I thought. Her name's Jill. First name's Jill.
First name's Jill.
Yeah, but I feel like James has a thing for asking women if they're prostitutes or something.
That is usually the first question.
Like, he did it twice. Like, she was like, yeah, I work for him. He pays me to do this. He's like, is that the only thing he pays you for?
Yeah.
Like, you sure you're not sleeping with him for money? And then he also asked Pussy Galore that, too. Also, that name.
We have a lot to talk about there. Yeah. There was a lot. No, yeah, just one thing I noticed about that scene was when... He finds Jill. So Jill is the woman who's, like, telling Goldfinger the hand that the other guy has. So that way Goldfinger can, like, scam him out of money. When James Bond, like, finds that she's there, he just kind of lays on top of her.
Yeah.
Just but, like, not...
Too close.
Like, he just, like, puts his body, like, on. It was just, like...
We just met.
Yeah.
But can we just...
There was no space there.
Personal space.
Looked very uncomfortable.
And then, like, within 2 minutes of meeting him, I was like, well... We're gonna sleep together now.
Yeah, they're like, let's go to dinner. And it was like, you haven't met.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah, I was already annoyed. And also, like, she looked like a Barbie doll, and so did every other woman in the movie.
They were all blonde.
All of them.
Except for, was Moneypenny blonde? I don't remember. Ooh. She was in there for like 2 minutes.
But yeah, everyone is blonde. She wasn't, but the rest of them were.
Everyone's blonde.
Which was like fine, but also just, I don't know.
Blondes are pretty rare.
If the women, if women are, like, gonna be, like, not represented well in this movie, and then you add all that on top of it, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, they all just look like little fairy Barbies.
Yeah, so that was just, like, very annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, if you sleep with James Bond, your prop's gonna die.
Ooh, yeah, that does seem to regularly...
Like, Jill, and then also in Skyfall, like, I don't even remember... The Bond girl in that movie having lines. Like, literally, like, they have sex and then, like, other events unfold. And then she just gets shot in the head. And you're just like, okay.
Okay.
And in that one, like, Daniel Craig's the Bond in that movie. Like, doesn't really care. He's like, well, that's how the cookie crumbles, you know?
See, and that's so annoying because, like, Skyfall was made in 2012.
Yeah.
Like, so that's, like, 50 years of progress, and yet no progress.
I know. But, also, I think in the movies, they're kind of contradictory, because you have, like, the Bond girl that gets killed, and, like, also, what a way to go getting painted in gold.
Yeah.
Like, I want that on my tombstone if I go like that.
I had some logistical questions about that scene, like, why Bond, like, just goes to his refrigerator for, like, half a second, and then when he turns around...
He, like, goes to the fridge because he wants to get the champagne because it was, like, warm. And then he gets hit, remember? And then he gets knocked out.
Oh, and then...
And then she,
but
like...
But how did she not notice that there was just, like, a guy in the...
She's a stupid woman.
Okay. That
obviously.
Explains it. Obviously, yeah. Okay, so that explains it then. And then she's painted gold. And that actually... This does all connect back to, like, mythology, which is something I looked up in the middle of the movie. There's, like, an ancient Greek myth, I think. About Midas, who is... Hold on. I should pull this up before I, like, embarrass myself. Yes. He's a Greek... Yeah. Greek mythology. King Midas, he is famously remembered for his ability to turn everything he touched into gold. Mm. So, like, he would touch, like... First, he would just touch random objects and be so happy, but then he touched his daughter. And then it was like, wait, I don't want this gift anymore. Yeah. So then when she's, like, painted in gold, it was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But, yeah. I was gonna say, like, about the contradictory... nature of women in the movie. Like, they're women, like, Bond woman gets killed, but then also you have, like, Pussy Galore, and also in the newer Bond movies, M is played by Judi Dench. So, like, you do have women in positions of power, mm-hmm. but, like, they're definitely just, like, super undercut by, like, just...
Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh. And even when Pussy Galore, like, flew the plane herself... James Bond still, like, helps her down the stairs. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you, like, are not helpful.
Yeah.
Like, please stop.
I can make it down the stairs yeah. without falling.
Yeah, it was just,
thank
so there was,
you.
Yeah, she was constantly undercut by him, and that very much mm-hmm. annoyed me as well.
Yeah. I think one of the most fun things about these movies are, like, seeing all the gadgets and the spy life and
yeah.
stuff. And also, what year was this movie made?
64.
Yeah, so I thought 60s. So, like, it's, like, advanced technology, but you're like,
Yeah, you're like, we got it? This. We already got this.
Yeah,
yeah, like, I loved some of the... There was one scene in, like, the spy lab where they're, like, testing all the equipment really briefly. And it reminded me of shameless plug of the Spy Museum in DC, which I am also reviewing in a real article.
So
part
totally
of this week.
Read that.
So definitely read it.
Yep.
Thank you.
But yeah, and then the part, like, they were, like, shooting machine guns at him, and he was like, oh, the bulletproof vest hasn't been perfected yet. And you're like, why are you using real people?
Why are you testing this right yeah. now?
No, but his car is, like, pretty cool.
The car was great. Smoke screen, oil slick, like, the weird choppy things that come
yeah.
out of the
like,
real-life
Mario Kart. It was
yes!
Pretty
oh my gosh,
cool.
yeah.
I was a fan.
And an ejector seat. Like, that was mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, and then, yeah, just kind of, have you seen that movie Johnny English?
Oh,
it's with, I think it's the guy who plays Mr. Bean, and he's, like,
okay.
it's, like, kind of a spoof on spy movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, just the ejector seat reminded me of that, because they heavily, like, referenced that in that movie.
Right.
So I was like,
right.
no connections, because I'd never seen a Bond movie before, and I feel like there's just so many connections that are made
yeah.
with this movie. Especially,
definitely.
I also watched, have you seen that show Archer?
I have never seen
it.
Yeah,
it's a cartoon, but basically, it's basically like a spoof on James Bond
mm-hmm.
because it's like, because James Bond is kind of a bad spy. Like, he's like
yeah.
always like having sex with random women, drinking all the time. So it's basically like, what if like he actually faced repercussions for that? And
yeah.
like, so like Archer's a very good spy, but also he's a drunk and he sleeps with all these women and everyone just kind of hates him generally.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like really funny, but you can also see like kind of the influence obviously from James Bond.
Yeah. No, it's definitely weird to kind of go backwards, almost like be like, see all these spy references like in culture all the time and
yeah.
then see the Bond movie
mm-hmm.
and it's like, wait, this is where it all came from. Because
like, this was fresh when it happened and
yeah.
I was like, wow, so cool.
Exactly. So a little bit behind the times, but
it's
fine.
We made it.
Yeah, no, he definitely, though, when he's playing golf, that's, like, the first time you kind of see him in action besides the whole duck fiasco at the beginning. So he, like, switches out the golf balls, like, he does the sly
mm-hmm.
of hand thing. And then he also, like, tracks the vehicle at the end.
Yeah, he's, like, super suave, it's great.
Yeah, so he nailed it on that one.
Yeah. Oddball is a very weird character.
Yeah.
Like, that hat seems kind of unwieldy. Like
that hat, though. I don't understand how it works, because it's like, does he just always have, like, a giant blade on
yeah.
his head, or is it, like, retractable? Like, we never saw.
I don't know. I know on Mythbusters, they did, like, a whole Bond episode, and they, like, tried to recreate the hat. I cannot for the life of me remember if it worked.
Wow.
I'm gonna say no.
But it
but
is
like,
a thing of myth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was...
That's great.
Yeah, and he's just, like, a weird character. Like, he likes... Like, with the golf ball, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's
got, like, super
guy. I definitely underestimated him, though. Like, at the beginning, he just seemed like kind of a golf caddy.
Mm.
It turns out he's, like, running the scene
yeah.
behind Goldfinger's operation. So, like, that was cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. And then we go to Switzerland, right?
Yep.
And he, like, follows them or whatever. And then we meet Tilly.
Who's Jill's sister.
Yeah, Tilly Masterson. And she's like, okay, question. So, do you remember the part where she's like, he's driving by her,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, he sees her, and then he's like, discipline. Or like,
yeah.
What did he mean by that?
Well, I think because, like, she, but this was before she, like, tried to, like, shoot him
mm-hmm.
slash Goldfinger. So he was just driving along, and I wrote down that, like, of course a beautiful Swiss woman just, like, drives
yeah.
past him while he's on... driving along the mountains, so he was probably gonna, like, stop her or, like, kind of do the tire thing earlier
yeah.
to, like, get her to talk to him. But instead he was like, no, like, I have a mission, like, don't talk to her. But then it turns out she actually plays a role later.
How
so.
Do you get anything done, James?
I know, literally.
How are you just, like, distracted by women left and right? Like, keep it in your pants, man.
Yeah, he, like, really has one specific type also. Because you know that the woman later in the film who, like, operates the gate for, like, Goldfinger's operation as well?
Yeah.
So she's, like, old, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, 60. I was like, honestly, if she were, like, 30 years younger,
he'd be here for it.
He'd be all over that. But, like, instead he, like, rolls his eyes. Well, not, like, yeah, but just because she's, like, part of the operation.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, really, James Bond?
Yeah,
really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I thought the, like, was the part with the Rolls Royce, he's smuggling the gold out of the country by, like, making the details of his car gold?
I think so, yeah. And then taking it apart later. And also, remember how James Bond always shows up to Goldfinger's, like, layers in time for him to explain the entire thing
like,
in
wow.
perfect detail. That happened twice, and I was just like, wow, this is really helpful for the viewer, but
very
also
timely, James.
Yeah. So, yes, we did get see that that's how Goldfinger gets the money, the gold out. Oh, and then later on, there's, like, a car chase scene where they find Bond and they chase him through the woods,
and
which I'm
Tilly
not used
dies
to.
Tilly dies also.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. R.I.P. also.
Right. R.I.P. For real.
Yeah, she wanted to, turns out she wanted to kill Goldfinger because he killed Jill.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and Bond was like, oh, my God, you're Jill's sister. I knew her. And it was like, mm-hmm.
What a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then they do the car chase through the woods. And I don't know, I'm used to, like, city destruction,
mm-hmm.
like, used to car chases through cities and stuff, but this was, like, in the woods, which was more interesting.
There were some cool shots. Like, I remember there was one that kind of stuck out to me, the one where they were, like, following the car from the front. Like, I don't know, I thought it was really cool because it was, like, a lot of movement and, like, it was really interesting. And then also, James is a bad driver because I don't know what happens with the light
driver.
Thing, and he just, like, goes into a wall, and I was like, James,
yeah, and then he just, like, casually survives smashing into a concrete building.
Yeah, like,
he looked a little bit worse for the wear, and then it turns out he is alive.
Completely fine.
Of course.
Yeah, and then, this is where, like, the whole, like, I'm gonna talk to you and kill you in the slowest way possible.
Yes, oh my gosh. And that's, so, I think that laser thing that, like, is slowly cutting him in half is referenced
everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. And I thought it was great. And also the glowy laser thing looked like it was just, like, surrounded by glow sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it was just a neon party.
Yeah. But I'm just, like, so slow.
Yeah,
that's,
it was...
He could be dead by now. Your plan wouldn't be thwarted. You'd be fine. But instead, you were like, let me just enjoy this.
Yeah.
And make it take, like, maybe 20 minutes to kill him when it could have just taken half a second.
Yeah. No, and it was also just, like, I think that's something that movies have improved since that time is, mm-hmm. like, building the suspense.
Yeah.
Because they, like, there was no, like, background music being like, oh my God, this is it. It was more like you had to, like, listen to what Bond was going to say and you knew that he wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of, like, not even that great of a scene mm-hmm. when it could have been like, this is it.
Oh no.
So.
Yeah.
We'll get him next time.
Yeah. And also reference to Game of Thrones, obviously, in the 60s when he was like, you know nothing, Mr. Bond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, huh, don't know. And then we meet the infamous Pussy Galore. What is this name?
Who named her?
Like, who was like, they didn't, why? Why is that her name?
Who decided this?
Like, why? And then James Bond is like, am I in a dream? And I was like, you might be in a porno for all we know.
Right.
Like, what is her name?
I was so confused also because she was just stepped out in a full velvet suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, and on a plane. Yeah, I thought he was like in a dream or something.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm immune to charm. And I'm like, just give it 30 minutes in the movie, lady.
Like,
and
we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how immune you are.
Yeah. And she's another blonde lady, so.
And he also asks her if she's a prostitute as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she's flying a plane.
Yeah.
Shut up, James
she's
Bond.
She's doing her job, James. Like, why do you assume everyone's a prostitute? Just, honestly, I can't with you, James.
Yeah.
Just.
Let's see.
I do think she does a good job of keeping pace with James Bond, though.
She does, I think, way better than the other women.
Yeah,
like
she's not as flighty as the other ones are.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, Goldfinger kind of has a thing for her, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And later he asks, he, like, strokes her hand and is like, are you going to retire to England? And she was like,
hell no.
And she was like, actually, I'm going to put up a no trespassing sign and retire alone.
It was great.
And it was
like,
just,
yes.
like, so funny. I was
like
that's
shut him down.
That's great.
No one wants him.
Also, it should be noted that at this point in the movie, so we were watching this in the Healy Family Student Center, and, like, five people, like, stopped and are, like, peer over to, like, what we're watching. They're like, that's Goldfinger! And it's like, yes. Yep. So this movie is very widely known and recognized, mm-hmm. beloved by the population here.
And then... Yeah, so we have the scene where Goldfinger comes in and kind of, like, explains his plan to the mobsters. Yeah. Who are, like, children. Like, he comes in the room, and they're all, like, playing pool. Like, one of them are, like, playing on, like, the play horse. And I'm like, what are you?
Yeah. And like, they're like, you owe us money.
Yeah.
There's a change of...
But seriously, really as they're rocking on the horse. But, like...
Yeah. It was super funny, because that whole room was supposed to be, like, really high-tech, but it was, like... Not really.
Yeah, and then all the mobs was like, what's happening? Oh, my God.
They were so freaked out, and he was like, calm down. And, of course, Bond busts in at that moment and listens to the entire plot again.
Mm-hmm. So lucky, that Bond.
Yeah, he's really timely. And...
Yeah, but how did he break out of the jail cell in the first place? Like, I kind of got the whole, like, distracting him with a pacing back and forth, and then he goes down. But how did he get to the ceiling?
How did he get up?
How?
I thought he was actually behind. I thought he was going to be behind the door, but then the guy slammed the door open, and I was like, oh, he just got crushed. Where'd he had to be somewhere else. But yeah, he did it.
Yeah, you know, somehow. Like, he's somehow. Magic. James Bond is just magic, magic man.
And then he's listening to the scene, or Goldfinger explain the whole plot, and then does Pussy Galore come and, like, take his feet down? And he's like, where did you learn judo?
Yeah.
Is she, like, helping him, or, like, I don't know.
I think at that point, she's just like, you escaped... I'm coming to get you. Can't pull tricks on me.
Yeah.
I'm too smart for this.
There you go. And then there's that scene in the barn where, like, she tries to knock him out and he tries to knock her out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just really uncomfortable for everyone involved.
I was really fine. I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, they're both, like, you know, sparring.
Yeah.
Interesting, back and forth. And then it just got real rapey real fast. Both of us were like, oh, no. Oh, yeah, like... Oh, no.
Kind of shying away from that. That was not good.
Consent people. Yeah. She was... Oh, God.
Yeah, she was trying to get away, like, twice.
Yeah.
And then also, like, when he's, like, leaning in for it, she's, like, twisting her head away.
Yeah,
and
I was, like, she's choking him.
Yeah, I was like, this is not
if
great.
If she's choking you, that means she doesn't want it. Oh, God. Awful. Yep.
So that was not great, but that's, like, Bond's, like... third woman of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
As you do. And then, also, yeah, no, the pun game in this movie was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he was like, oh, he has a pressing engagement. And I was like, something's gonna happen, guys. And then he got, like, crushed.
Oh, yeah.
Pressed, and I was like, mm-hmm. wow, look at you.
Amazing.
Going for it.
Yeah. yeah, so this part of the movie was, like, kind of, I don't know, I just thought it was kind of got a little bit boring.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of stopped just playing music, which, like, really, so I couldn't, I don't know, usually when you're watching a movie, you, like, take cues from what the soundtrack mm-hmm. is to be like, how should I be feeling right now?
Yeah.
But it was just kind of, like, dead.
Yeah.
Even though there was a lot happening. There like, a bomb was about to go off.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I definitely felt the silence in that last fight scene with Oddball.
Yeah.
Like, it was very silent, but also the fighting was very slow and methodical and not what we're used to now, where it's, like, fast-paced, cool moves, stuff's happening. It's, like, kind of, like... I don't know. It was much slower and much, like, slower paced, as I said. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting and very different.
It was definitely different from one of these two.
Also, this plan seems very suspect to me. The whole, like, okay, so it made sense, like, they, like, pretended to put the gas down and then everyone, like, played dead. But how did that many people play dead without one of them giving it away?
Yeah. Okay. That explains it, actually, that they were pretending, because I was so confused. They just woke up and they're like, oh, nothing happened. Let's get back to work. But they were pretending. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But that's too, like, how did all of those people?
Yeah. Just,
how did that happen? Because that didn't make any sense.
I know. I'm not sure. That wasn't really explained. But that, okay, but it makes a little bit more sense now that they mm-hmm. were pretending to.
Yeah, and then Goldfinger was, like, super prepared for, like, anything to go down. Because he, like, had his, like, military uniform on, so he could, like, pretend to be a military general to direct the people who just so happened to wake up because they play. I was like, wow, you planned for everything. You deserve to have this.
No, that was great. That was well executed. But, the last, so this Bond has, like, at this point... Electrocution 2.0,
mm-hmm.
tying it back in with Oddball or whatever his name is. And now Bond is trying to, like, get the bomb open. And, like, the military slash Goldfinger are, like, so focused on, like, going down the spiral staircase. Yeah. They are, like, keep glancing over at the bomb, but they're still going down the stairs. I'm like, all right, at this point, you need to, like, start jumping or, yeah, like, speeding it up a little bit.
Like, we don't have this much time. There's and then James is sitting here, like, trying to open it real slow. Yeah.
Like, and he, like, can't get it open, so we grab some gold bars because there's nothing like smashing a bomb open with some gold bars lying around.
And then he was just like, let me just pull these wires out. That'll hopefully stop it.
He stares at the bomb for, like, 20 seconds that he does not have. He clearly has no idea how to dismantle the thing, so his final plan is going to be grab a handful of wires and yank. And then his, like, companion or whoever, whoever he is, comes over and is like, no. Like, and then just flips a switch.
Yeah. Problem solved. There was an on-switch, James.
Yeah. Like, geez. So,
like, that could have been bad.
Yeah, and then, oh my gosh, so we should also talk about the ending, the, like,
that
very
was
ending.
Cray, man. Crazy.
Yeah.
Just, so they're on the plane, and Goldfinger makes his way onto the plane, and Pussy Galore is flying the plane, and so James kind of gets in a fight in the, like, while the plane is in the air with Goldfinger, and the gun goes off and shoots the window and, you know, takes the whole window out, which makes the air pressure suck this huge guy, Goldfinger, out of the plane.
Yeah. Like, but it only sucked him out of the plane. Like, you gotta do all or nothing, you know? Like, either everything goes or just, exactly, or, like, nothing.
Like, if that much pressure could pull, like, he couldn't fit in the window in the first place. Yeah. If that much pressure can pull him out, James Bond should be dead right now.
Yeah, exactly. But James Bond, like, makes his way to the front, tries to drive the plane, and Pussy Galore is like, no, it literally doesn't work. No, like, I had this. Like, you just...
I know
you
how can't to fly just, planes, okay?
You can't just come in here and run the show. So that was awesome. But then they managed to kind of, like, safely crash land in the forest, I guess, via parachute.
Yes.
And their whole rescue team goes out looking for them.
James Bond's like, let's just have sex on the floor of this forest.
Yeah, he's like, you know, now is not the time for rescuing. And I'm like, I think it is the time for rescuing.
Yes, I prefer to be rescued right now, James. Like, no one wants you. I just got, like, jumped out of a plane.
Yeah.
This is very emotionally distressing. Like, why now?
Yeah, no, and then he just, like, yanks the parachute over them. It's like, okay, fine, now you're, like, basically dead.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's gonna come
looking
for you.
She's, like, totally okay with it.
Oh, my gosh. He was so much. He was so much.
I mean, yeah. I guess that's his whole persona. He's, like, fun and cheeky, but, like, oh, the 60s, why?
Why?
Consent. Just, yeah. That's my big lesson from this movie.
That is what we took away. Yeah, no, I don't know. So what do you think about, since obviously this movie is not on the top 250 list, but its rating is not so far away. We have to keep in mind, I think this is the oldest movie we've watched, right?
Yeah, it definitely is.
So the movie poster for this on IMDb.com says, James Bond is back in action. Everything he touches turns to excitement.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, the whole gold reference. Yeah, but yeah. Like, yeah, okay, great. Thank you, movie poster. So would you put this on the top 250 list, then?
I think I definitely would. I think before, when I was talking about Silence, we were talking about Silence of the Lambs, and I was talking about how it, like, kind of permeated the pop culture landscape. Like, this...
It did.
I think even, like, definitely this one. Like, everyone has heard of James Bond. Everyone has heard of that whole, like, laser thing. It is, like, in every spy movie.
Absolutely.
Like, to ever happen. Like, what did he say? There was, like, some line that I was like, I've definitely heard that line before. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen this movie. Like, everyone knows Pussy Galore. Like, everyone knows, like, all of this. So I think it definitely should be on the top 250 just in terms of how, like, integral it is to, like, spy movies and movies in general. I think it's a very big thing, and I kind of think it's a shame that there's, like, not even one James Bond movie on the list.
Yeah, so this is the, yeah, as we said, the best one, so, of all the James Bonds, according to some, like, fandom or something. I agree, I think it also deserves a spot. I was, like, well, until the end when it got, I thought that it just got boring and slow with the, like, fighting scene. Like, I was actually really captivated by the movie the whole time. Like, the story was really good.
Yeah.
And, like, despite being, like, annoyed with James as a character, like, it was just, like, fun to watch all the spy stuff, you know? It's, like, it's such a cool part of our culture that, like, I think it deserves a ranking.
Yeah, and I also don't think, like, I think the plot was also very good, as you said, because I feel like movies now don't have plots like this, because it was, like, about, like, the value of gold and, like, how, like, he would, like, because his plan basically was to make all the gold in Fort Knox radioactive, so, like, all the gold that backs all of the money of the United States would be, essentially, you couldn't touch it for 50-something years, so his gold would be more, like, worth more, so, like, it was a whole, like, plot that you had to get a lot of things to understand, so I think that was very interesting, because they didn't treat the audience like they were kind of, you know, dumb and give it a more simplified plot.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
And I think a lot of movies today, too, do kind of a formulaic, like, these action kind of movies will have, like, it's very clear, like, when he had to go to the guys to learn about the plot in the first place, Goldfinger's plot, and, like, he had to drink tea and all this stuff, like, that would never... Today, like, I can even picture it. It would be, like, in a glass room with, like, one spotlight and two guys in, like, tan suits would come over and drop a file folder in front of him and be like, this is your mission.
Yeah.
Whereas this was more, like, you had to, like, look at the social cues and, like, figure out who's who in the situation. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, more, like, interesting to watch.
I kept kind of comparing it to, like, Marvel movies. I think that's,
right, that's
like,
exactly what I'm thinking
my
of.
Closest comparison. Especially because Marvel movies, I was also thinking, this one's kind of, like, witty with all the puns, but Marvel movies attempt to be more... like, just fun in general.
Yeah.
Like, James Bond is, like, action exciting and, like, kind of, he's kind of suave, so that's interesting. But Marvel movies kind of attempt to be, I think, kind of more, even more for the masses in the way that they, like, try to be more fun and try to, like, have callbacks to their fans and stuff like that. So I think that's very an interesting comparison between the two.
Yeah, absolutely. And I forget, is, like, Avengers on the top 250 list?
It has
to
be, because it made, like, a bajillion dollars. Yeah.
And it's a little different because that's, like, a more of a superhero movie.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's kind of got some of the same elements, you know, like, diabolical plots and, like, they have to stop the guy. So, I don't know. So, it's interesting that that made it and this one didn't, but, you know, it's all right. Yeah. We'll have to see how the new one turns out. It's coming out on Friday. What's it called?
Friday, Spectre. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Daniel Craig's last one. He's not feeling doing these movies anymore.
There's a lot of
at
them.
At all. So if you had to put it on the list, where would you put it, do you think?
Ooh, let's see. Well, we watched, let's see, Monsters, Inc. was 211, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd put it above Monsters, Inc. then.
I think so.
I would give it, like, maybe, like, one, somewhere in, like, the low ones.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all we gotta say, right?
Yeah.
You good? All right. Well, follow us on Twitter at HalftimeGU. Go to georgetownvoice.com/halftime to read more articles, listen to more podcasts, and just enjoy yourself. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.